The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of my sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. And the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all of his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of the strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep, and all who came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Morning. Today we are celebrating the fourth Sunday of Easter, and also the prayer that the church asks us to do is pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And the image that they used or we heard today is the Good Shepherd. And I'm going to ask you this question. Why do you think the church asks us to reflect on the Good Shepherd when we are celebrating Easter? Do you have any idea? Don't worry, I'm not going to grade you. I'm going to leave it to your teachers somewhere. It helped me to think this way, that Easter season is a celebration of Christ's resurrection and also Jesus' legacy here on earth. It helped me to think more and more, and so being a priest, why the Good Shepherd today? Because the apostles in Jesus' time, after Jesus' resurrection and even ascension to heaven, the disciples' lives, or they moved on with their life. Jesus is gone physically here on earth, and they moved on with their lives. So it's a reminder. It's a reminder of Christ that he is the Good Shepherd. And let's go back. Let's go back to the biblical times. Jesus said these words, Simon, do you love me? And Jesus asked Peter three times about this. Simon, do you love me? Simon, do you love me? This was asked by Jesus before Jesus resurrected or ascended into heaven. Three times. And asked Peter. And I noticed it in the Bible, in this particular passage, Peter was addressed in his original name. It seems that Peter got in trouble. He did, because he denied Christ three times. But trouble in a way that I'm forgiving you. Like, for example, when you were a kid, when your mom and dad scold you, you will be called by a certain name. Remember? My mom and my dad call me, if I've got in trouble, Mr. Brando, if you're in trouble, that's it. You're going to listen to her or him. It's a name that you got in trouble. But for Peter, it's different. He got in trouble, but at the same time, there's a second chance. And this is the reason why the church reflects, or helps us to reflect, it's the Good Shepherd. We move on with our lives. The disciples did. Christ resurrected. So it's a reminder that Christ is still here, even not here physically. Think about this. Also, Every time I read this particular gospel, the Good Shepherd, help me to think about my childhood. My grandfather was a farmer, and every summer we go to the rice field and pretend that we're planting rice, but we're not, we're just like fooling around. And the closest farming I have in mind or my experience today is going to Ralph's. Pick up chickens, frozen chickens, frozen food. That's the closest farming experience I have right now. But the memory of my childhood becomes alive when you hear this shepherding or farming, because shepherding is part of farmers' lifestyle. And I also discover this through my research and studies that you have two jobs in the biblical times. One, whatever the occupation of your dad, like Joseph the carpenter, so Jesus became a carpenter. For the youngest one, it's usually the shepherd. It's their job to be the shepherd, to protect their livestock, to protect their animals. And shepherding is a family affair. The dad of the family will teach the younger son to tend the flock. And the moms prepare the food for the shepherd of the family. They put cheese, bread, wine, whatever they need. And also I learned this, the youngest son of the family who becomes the shepherd has been chosen and also will say, you will become a shepherd, because life of a shepherd is not easy. You will be alone up in the mountains or out in the field most of your life. They don't have any children. The person needs to be single so that there's no responsibility except the flock. And I said to myself, oh boy, thank God I'm living here right now in 2017, not back then. It's not easy. And to connect this to the shepherd or the image of Christ as the shepherd, it makes sense that Christ alone can be the model of all shepherds in the world or who tends their flock. If you are a shepherd, you will give everything you have, energy, power, gift, so as Christ. And think about that in our life, in our spiritual life. Yes, you might think that they don't have a choice, but at the same time, they choose to be a shepherd. It was given to them. Think about this, King David, the great prophet David. He is a shepherd who became the greatest person in Israel. It helps me to think also that shepherding is a job, but at the same time, it's a lifestyle. So for us today, is shepherding make sense to you? Of course. One, you are a parent. Number two, you are a teacher. Number three, you are a mentor. You are a boss of a certain company. You are guarding your people. It's just not just the priest. It's a lifestyle for everybody. And also help me to think about this. As a husband and wife, do you see any image of shepherding in that relationship? Yes, very much so. Because shepherding is about relationship. And to have a clear relationship with one another, the gospel says, hear my voice. If the couple stop talking, what happened to your relationship? I don't have to tell you, and you think you know what I'm talking about. Relationship dissolves. When a husband and wife stop talking, or the children stop talking to their parents, what happened? It's all disappear. And also the image being used in the gospel is, hear my voice. Hear my voice. Listen. And I think I told you this before. When a shepherd yells, they only recognize his voice and no one else's. Listening involves. Because hearing, as I mentioned before, is different from listening. You're hearing only sound. Whether you like it or not, you can stop hearing things. You don't listen to your parents, or you hear them, but you don't listen. But listening involves learning. And that's the reason why also Christ is the good shepherd. Christ will always say, "Are you listening to me? Is your ears open for me to talk to you what I can give you?" And I think that is shepherding. And that is a difficult task. It's a job. It's a ministry. But at the same time, we are given a promise of the resurrection, the grace of the resurrection, that whatever we want, whatever we need, in doubts and in trials, and also in times of struggle, Christ will always appear in our senses. The only problem is, do you hear him, or are you ready to listen to Christ? So that's my first part of the reflection. And this is the second part. It's like a pitch, and that I was asked yesterday by my former students, because most of them are graduating, and you see them on Facebook and everywhere, said, "Father Marlon, thank you very much." And I look at them, wow, that was 4 years ago, and they're already college graduates. I look old. And I said, and they always tell me this, said, "Thank you for teaching us." And I said to myself, it's not about me. It's about my former students who said, "You did your job as students." And most of my high school career as an educator, they always ask me this question: how do you hear God's voice? How did you become a priest? Did you hear God saying, "Marlon, become a priest, Marlon, become a priest"? I said, thank God, no. I heard God's voice through actions. I was inspired by many people in my life that doing good things for other people. Now, because it's important to me, vocation to the priesthood and religious life is so important to me, because there's a joy in what I do. And I'm sharing that to you. What I'm asking you as the parishioners of Holy Family, if you know someone who even think or thinking about priesthood or religious life, I want you to encourage them. Don't be scared. Look, yes, we don't have a family, but we have the entire Holy Family. We don't have money. That's not true. I'm still here standing. We have a car. And that's a question being asked by young people all the time. Can you own these things? Of course, there's a support. But for grandparents and parents out there, I want you to plant the seed to your children, because the job is great. It's not easy, but it's full of life and joy. We can't do this alone, and the church needs to continue on and share our faith with one another. I always don't talk about my priesthood all the time or my vocation, but at this point in my life, I have to, because I don't mind sharing the job. It is a wonderful way to serve God and one another. Whoever listening right now, parents, grandparents, young people, do not be scared of the call of God. If you hear God's voice, come talk to me and I'll explain you more. Email me, I'm in the pastoral center, because we are asked by the church to promote vocations, because it's in a way that we can be shepherds to one another, because shepherding is about relationship. It's about also listening. For whatever vocations you have in life, thank you so much. And you are blessed. I am blessed with your vocations by being here and sharing my life to you and with one another. May the Good Shepherd bless us with all the blessings you need and all the graces you need in life, that we will see God face to face every single day. All we have to do is listen. Like what Jesus asked Peter, "Simon, feed my sheep. Simon, tend my flock." Holy Family Parish, Holy Family Community, let us love one another to feed each other's need through faith, hope, and compassion. Good morning. Thank you. You're clapping because the homily is over. Thank you.